Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah. You don't have to love me. You don't even have to like me. But you will respect me. You know why? 'Cause I'm a boss.
What's up, y'all? It's your favorite JB, aka FK, Swingfish, Hand Over, aka Noretta, aka anybody you want to call me when you want to call me it. And.
It's Bonnie.
Okay, I can't talk that fast, but y'all get it. It's me. It's your Puerto Rican. Not Puerto Rican.
Black.
Your color. Bitch, don't do that. It's your melanin goddess.
Okay.
Before we start, can I announce Ooh. Something?
Sure.
So you guys know I've been known as one of the Palays for a long time, but the Palays have been the Palays are all going their separate ways. And
come on, you did that.
I am retiring my name, my last name. So my last name now is going to be I don't know yet. So give me some suggestions, and you know I'm thinking about Fox, but I don't know.
I think
anyway,
Ed
Edge.
Okay, let me introduce you, baby. Okay,
well,
let me
now,
mic,
have...
just, I wasn't done. So,
no, was I.
Okay, baby, look, you're on my show, okay?
She's off the
Thank
baby,
you.
There ain't no my show.
Security, hang up on her. Yeah, security. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Two more seconds, okay. But no, yeah, send me a DM, you guys, like for like a last name suggestion, like what goes with Bonnie, because I'm kind of having like a difficulty with that. But anyway, back to the introduction.
Okay, now we have the iconic Nicki Minaj.vr, Chris Iden.
yeah, I gotta go. Sorry.
I'm sorry. She's
on the show.
D.NickiMinaj.
Thank you. It's Marla, aka Roman, aka Marla, aka all. Sit on your favorite website.
You know, you actually remind me of the real Nicki. Always still.
I know,
nice
Nick.
Next.
Oh.
I did that. Oh, okay.
No, it's okay.
Audience, are you here today?
You're the highest selling rapper.
Clap if I did that, audience. Clap if I did that.
Okay, y'all been there. We got all. Let's get back in order. Okay.
Continue.
And then we also have, is she on the line?
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't have her.
Hold on. Jingwen? Next.
She was not able to come.
Okay.
So you guys know, like, to start the show with how you doing. So, like, how was our week? So, what's going on? Like, how was our week?
How was your week, Jacoba? Nikki, whatever you want to be.
My week has been kind of frantic, and I'm gonna tell you why later in the show. But overall, it's been really good.
Oh, baby, that wasn't. Fancy.
Is that in the outline? Is that not?
Huh?
Come here, Benji.
That wasn't scheduled, baby. Hey, we didn't know about that one. You want to tell us?
Wait.
Sweetie.
No, I'm gonna wait.
No, you're not. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, as you guys know, I do real life music, so I've been kind of, like, really hesitant about releasing it, but I'm going to release it tomorrow, and I want everyone to like it, and I want everyone to listen to it, so I'm going to be posting a link on my IMDb and Instagram page. So, yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
audience.
You.
What do you think about the audience?
Wow. You know what? That's totally fine. I don't need to fake applause because guess what? I'm going to be getting praised in real life.
Okay.
You know what I thought? You actually remind me of Nicki Minaj.
I know.
You want to know why?
Okay.
It's funny
no,
how the
I don't want to know why.
It's
you
funny how the girls want to release
thank you.
It's
topic.
Funny how the girls want to release on when
top,
I already did mine. But anyway. Anyway, sweetie.
No, we're not there yet.
That's not what's next.
Yeah.
That's not what's next. Okay.
Okay.
So, who is our...
You're not
listening. Oh,
no.
How was your week, babe?
Thank you. Can we talk about my week? My week has been fabulous, you guys. I am now dating. We'll talk about that later on in the show a little bit. Touch on, like, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Audience, yeah, how do you feel about that?
Yes! Oh, my God!
They really feeling it. They really feeling it. That's nice.
Anyway, for y'all people outside, the reason why the audience ain't clapping because Brian got his fucking fat fingers on the mute button, okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you finished, baby?
Am I speaking?
I said, are you finished?
Bitch, was I speaking? That's how you know when a queen is done.
Okay.
Queens don't
clearly
move on
paper
time.
I was done. I was speaking. Anyway, back to me.
Queens don't move on paper times, okay?
You're built like a peasant. That's
ooh,
me. Nicki
Minaj, you should have co-signed that rule. That was your line, but you ain't know that.
I'm sorry. Last time I checked, I did not get co-signed or an applause,
well,
so I'm just going to...
Next week, we'll have I Slay I Nicki. On...
Yeah, the best Nicki. The best Nicki.
The most dry-faced Nicki. The most drawn.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that was Brian who said they Nicki.
Wait,
for him.
Wait, can I ask y'all a question before I go? How do y'all feel about her little strap bra?
I liked it. I want one. Mm.
Jacoba, that's the best one.
If I don't have nothing nice to say, then just don't.
I like it. I
yes,
want one.
Remy, you did that, Remy. Next to me.
Thank you.
Anyway, next to me. my week is good. I got all my problems up for my promise tomorrow, and I have my little false locks in. So, you know, I feel good, even though they itch real bad.
Oh,
but,
we got to talk about that, too. We forgot to say that. So, the reason why we have an event today, you guys, is because tomorrow is one of our hosts' prom. It's not mine, because mine is back in the day, baby. But,
hey,
audience,
how do you feel
about
it
that?
Being my prom tomorrow? Thank you. Quiet down, guys. Quiet down. Thank you, babe.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
What happened?
Okay, moving on. So the next segment, you guys, is actually, like I said, we usually do, like, on Fridays, but since today is Thursday, it's going to be changed it up a little bit. But it is, y'all got to say at the same time.
1, 2, 3. Thirsty boy
Thursday. No, it's Thirsty Nigga Thursday. Sorry, you guys.
Say that right now? But, okay.
Oh, okay, so starting with our guest, Nicki. Well, you're not even a guest no more. You're like a regular girl.
Mm-hmm.
Regular.
A basic. She's a basic. Come on.
I think I should go last, to be honest.
No, absolutely not. I think you should go first.
Or I can choose for you.
Yes, speak for me.
Tiffies. Fun.
Yeah.
Woo! Well, y'all already know who mine is. Kendrick Lamar. It's like.
Well, you already know who mine is. Seven Octopus.
Baby.
Next segment.
Okay, baby, you need to transition.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, this is my segment. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So, you guys, I'm sorry, y'all. We kind of all over the place. We ain't going to say we, but AB is like on some extra virgin olive oil juice or something in there. Like, I don't know what's going on with her. She's really
baby.
High. Yeah, you're doing too much. Anyway, so the IMDb Awards and, like, the nominations, like, just released. And I just kind of like, I mean, like, I feel like we always talk about this every time, like, a war season comes on. I feel like our opinion does matter the most. Like, people
I mean,
look
we are the
us. Yeah, like, we do, you know. So I kind of just want each of us, like, to talk about, like, has anything changed? Like, what's different? Like, what do y'all feel about the nomination?
Okay.
And we're talking about the Brit Awards,
Okay. I don't really remember the nominations. All I do remember is that I felt kind of disrespected in a way because I wasn't, number one, everybody knows I'm a rap artist, hip-hop rap, you know. Some may say I am Rihanna and Breonna Perry. But, anyway. I just felt disrespected because everybody know that I'm in a rap category. Instead of putting me in the rap category, I think they put Fierce, Tammy, Chris Ida, and three Nicki Minaj's. Three Nicki Minaj's. I just.
What music have you released to be nominated?
Sweetie, what music have you released that Nicki Minaj released this
year? I released several videos. That counts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, just like last year, you won't get any awards.
Okay, you guys are going to it right now. So what about you, Nikki? Like, how do you feel about the whole nomination? Because I know you have a lot to say on your Instagram.
I feel like it's better than what the other awards have been doing, but I feel like it's a little bit biased just because most of them are friends. But, yeah, I just feel like most people didn't get nominated again. Like, they should have been, and a lot of people were overlooked. But overall,
thank you for speaking for me.
Anyways, like I said, since I'm nominated, I feel like they are, you know, making their selection more bigger. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to say something real quick. I feel like, dang it, what was I about to say? Dang it. I hate when that happens.
Okay, well, you think about it, I'm going to
say
what I got to say. Just insulate me if you have something to say. But,
I will.
If you do, I will. But anyway. No, like, okay, I had made, like, a long post about this. I'm not going to say a post, but I, like, typed it, like, a long little, like, because I do, like, tend to, like, about to say something, but then I, like, maybe not, like, I ain't going to say nothing. So I do have, like a little note, like, little, you know, thing about this. I just didn't post it, but I'm, like, my overall thought is honestly, like, I feel like nothing has changed. Like, I know, like, Nikki feels like something has changed. I don't think anything changed. Like, it literally is, like, people, like, showing favoritism to, like, their friends and their friends all over. And then on top of that, they overlook people who are not, like, people who don't role play as artists. Like, I know that majority of the IMU community now, I'm not majority of the IMU community now, like, role play as artists, but you have people who don't do that. You know what I mean? And it's just like,
they slay better.
And I was going to say, like, sometimes they do it way better than, like, the people who actually role play. So I feel like, I literally made a post about this, and I started to post it. I may end up posting this shit. I don't know. But basically, in my post, I was hinting at that, you know what, I'm just going to create something for people who don't role play as artists. Like, I'm going to create, like, my own award show for people who, you know, who don't want to role play as, like, a Nicki Minaj or a Beyonce or, like, say, like, want to role play as their own artists. And they want people to look at them for their own talent. So I have been thinking about that and doing that, creating, like, our own little award show. But I don't know yet. Like, it's going to be a lot of work.
It's a lot of stress. It's very stressful.
Yeah, I know it's going to be really stressful, but I'm, like, I think I'm capable of, like, out of anybody to be, like, you know, to do it well, but I don't know. So, yeah, but I don't feel like anything has changed. So, I really, like, I think, like I said, the biggest thing is, like, people keep on nominating these people who are just, like, you can nominate it because of, like, the person you role play, not because of your work. And that really pisses me off. It's just, like, the shit that you're doing is crappy as fuck, but because you're...
Let me say something about that, though. Yeah. Some people may be working really hard, but their stuff just come out crappy.
Yeah.
But they don't know that, though. You know what I mean?
And it's another thing, too. Another thing I hate people say, like, working hard. It's like, when you talk about working hard in a virtual world game, what actually does that mean?
Nothing.
I don't want to say nothing, because I feel like some people do work hard. But I'm just saying, like, for the people who say they work hard by just uploading fucking songs and track every day, that is not working hard, because you're not in that fucking studio recording those songs. You're literally just reposting that shit. You know what I mean? So you can't say, oh, my shit is hard. What's hard is actually taking your time and actually, like, perfecting each and every thing. Like, you don't have to release a song every fucking day. And someone say, I'm the hardest working bitch. You're not, bitch. You're not at all. You're just reposting shit. You're just like these other pages, like E! News. No shade to y'all. Y'all want some of y'all do all this hard work and all this shit. No, you don't. All you're doing is reposting people's shit. Like, anybody can do that. Your job is up for grabs. But when you have people out here, no, I'm just... spitting real shit. I'm sorry. Like, you have people like me, or you have people like, you know, even like, you know, both of y'all, y'all both role play artists, but y'all don't like spit out like shit like every single day to like the shit is like becomes crappy. You know what I mean? Like,
take time, yeah.
It shows, you know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of these artists, it's like they don't actually take time in their craft. And that's why they shit looks so mad. But they want to go around to where I'm the queen. I'm the, because they release so much shit. Bitch, you're not the queen because you release all that fucking shit.
You
know what I'm
saying? Exactly. Now, look, you don't. You saying you the queen does not make you the queen.
Thank you. And your friend saying you are does not make you the queen. And furthermore, let me keep going. Your friends nominating you for icon of the year does not make you a queen, baby. You should get your title for you should get your title from somebody who is trusted in the community, sweetie. When I got all my motherfucking awards and accolades, bitch, it was not from Azealia Banks. It was not from Nicki Minaj. It was from other fucking people before me that passed down a title to me. So check that, okay?
And let me add on to that. Just because you've been in the industry longer than everybody else and just because you've been doing it longer does not make you the queen, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, it really don't. It don't.
It really don't. And because these third pairs, a lot of them hoes, too.
Okay. We got more fame in 2 months than people did in 3 years.
Exactly. And people hate it on the exactly. Like I said, I'm not trying to bash nobody else for like the work that y'all doing, but I'm just saying y'all need to stop with these like stop going around act like y'all the boss, like y'all the queen, y'all icons. That word is used so loosely like now, like I don't know who started this whole little trend. Like, it is, like, used so much now. And it's not even, like, it's taken out of context now. Like, anybody could be a fucking icon. And that's not the whole deal at all. Like I said, a lot of y'all shit is, like, crappy. Like, that's when y'all put all these work. Y'all are not putting work into y'all shit at all, bitch. Just because you connect with a fucking and post it on, yeah, bitch, it's how I feel. Bitch, no, you got to actually put your time and energy into, like, the artwork, your visuals. Make sure you look presentable, bitch. Your avatar need to be on point. It need to look just like, it needs to resemble the real life person. It can't look half like her. It has to look good. Like, you can't be clocked, girl.
And just because you released the Nicki Minaj video first, don't mean you look like her.
Oh, come on, T. Now that's
T
right there.
And let me say something about the whole Nicki Minaj thing, too, because I was like, okay, I ain't gonna say who told me. But there was one of the Nicki Minaj's going around, literally like hating on every single other Nicki Minaj, like going on their YouTube page and basically like reporting their videos. And it's just like, that's the shit that I'm talking about. It's just like, y'all are so like,
y'all make it fun.
Yeah, you make like, we're gonna get, like I said, I want to talk more about this like later on the show, but like, y'all really do make IMVU to be like not fun anymore with the simple shit that y'all do. Like, it's not enjoyable no more when y'all do like all this petty shit. And when y'all going around acting like y'all begging somebody else, when y'all really not. Like, it's like, it's so many times people in this damn game that, like I said, that is overlooked. Especially, I'm talking about from creators to models to singers. It's hella talented people from graphic people. Fajita not the only one who can play an edit. I'm going to repeat that again. Fajita is not the only one who can play an edit. You probably don't even know about them.
Well, baby, send over them to me.
Bitch, I need to find them too. I'm need to find them too. That's what I'm saying. But I know she's not the only one who wants to say it. But everybody wants to her.
Don't get me wrong, y'all. Don't get me wrong.
I do too. She don't. She wants to say it. But I'm just.
Yeah, she be killing it. She be killing it.
Yeah, I'm just saying like she's not the only one. You know what I mean? Just like with any like, you know, anybody like any like a creator wise, like a lot of these new creators that's coming out, y'all running to and y'all looking at their shit. Compare that shit to people who was doing it like Vida and the people before, like who else the other girls before this? Perth and even Dionsune at one point were closed. Like if you people like who actually do, you know, do well, like these, what's the girl named Miss Mary? Is that her name, Miss Mary?
Who is
make all this shit for all these new celebs now? Did she just solo budget, y'all? Like I'm I kid you not, I think her name's like Miss Mary or something like that. Y'all know who I'm talking about because y'all be shopping her. But like, it should be so like. I had, like I said, I don't want to like seem like I'm picking on nobody. Like, do your thing, baby. Follow your dream. But I'm just saying, take your time and perfect your shit. Like,
you know what? How about I say this? I don't want nobody to feel like we kind of like bullying y'all because I know that's. Well, I'm not gonna speak for you, Ron, but I know that's kind of how I felt when I first came in, and like, you know, the quote legends or the icons was just coming at us for nothing, like, you know, just coming at us, and I don't want people to feel like that, you know what I mean?
The reason why they was coming at us for, like, a whole different reason, why
your phone messing up.
My bad.
Your phone was messing up.
Okay, we're literally giving them advice. Like, we're saying, take your time to fix your shit, because this shit is looking trash. And telling them, like, you know, like I said, a lot of them go out and they're, you know, everything, and you're not the icon, you're not the queen, you're not none of that. You can't give yourself a title. You can't have your friends give you a title. That's not how it works. If I'm not calling you a queen, I'm not calling you an icon, then you're not that. I'm sorry. Because now y'all got to pass through me to get your title.
Okay. No, I was just thinking that, baby. You can't be the queen or the icon until I leave.
Thank you. That's all I had to say. But anyway.
Yes, Missy. I was going to say, with the whole friend thing, I feel like every award show is kind of biased. Because, of course, like, even Tamar, like, no shade to Tamar, love you, girl. But, of course, she's going to nominate her friends. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course she's going to nominate her friends. Gamo, of course he's going to nominate people he, you know, messed with. You know, I feel like that with anybody.
But that's the thing, though. I it depends on the person who's doing it. Like, I say, it really does depend on, like you say, it depends on the person who's doing it. But I feel like it's just still not right. Like, you give people their dues when it's due. And that's like the person I am. Like, I can literally take all biases out of anything situation. Like, I really can. Like, I can judge somebody strictly based off their work. Like, I was like, you know, I don't like that bitch, but they do some fire-ass work. Like with Gamma, like, I'll be like, I don't fuck with him, but he does tell him a bomb-ass event. I still can give you your props, even if I don't like you. So I feel like some people need to have that same level of maturity when it comes to doing these events. That's
you know who
I'm
really
saying.
Been getting it,
though?
Huh? Fifth Jenny really been slaying.
I disagree
she been
with
it.
I love Kirsten, but I don't think she's played.
Girl, she thought she was.
I think she
just
playing. I don't care. I think she just playing for me. She been playing for
kissing,
me.
I think you kissing ass.
Sweetie, I'm not, baby.
Honestly.
But anyway,
hold on. Let me say something real quick. Nikki,
no, actually, let me
don't
say
talk
something.
To me. No,
let
don't
me
talk
say
to
me,
baby. Because you're trying to get where I am.
Let
you're trying to get where I am.
No, girl, where are you? I don't see
you. Exactly.
You're in the middle. You can't see me if I'm at the top. You're going to need
to have nice. She has, like, one or two nice edits, but, yeah, that's just about it. Okay.
I'm going to be honest. Like, she's one of those artists that I was just talking about when I talk about, like, literally, like, releasing songs, like, every fucking week. Again, giving herself a title. I'm not trying to kiki. Brian. Name one song from her that you know.
I don't know any songs.
Exactly. Because she released so many. You don't know which
exactly.
one it is. That's what I'm saying. and that's the problem with a lot of these artists. Like, you release so much shit, like, and you throw music at all. Some people don't
you know.
Like,
yum yum song.
Yum yum.
No,
I was just gonna say that.
I just seen that too. And the reason why you know that because it was the most recent thing. So one of the most recent because I probably moved on to the next one already. But it's just, I'm just saying, like, it's just stuff like that. Though it's just like. Take your time, baby girl. Like, I know she's about to leave, but she probably don't care. She got a whole tour. Shout out to her tour. Go purchase your tickets. Go RSVP. I know I did because I will be seeing her. But I'm just saying, though, it's just, like, with certain things, like, I just wish people would really take
it. She on another tour?
Oh, my bad. It's called This Is It or something like that?
That's the one we're supposed to go to?
I think so, but I knew it was acting up or something that day.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway.
That wasn't said, y'all, just so y'all know. That was my shit.
Yeah, it wasn't. Like,
I'm talking about what I did when I said, okay, I didn't mean to do that.
You have to clean up, bitch. You were shady, girl.
I was not.
Anyway, so you want to go to the commercial break and, like, jump into, like, our little kiki?
Yeah, we can go on break.
Okay.
So, we're going to play a little break song. We'll be back, guys.
We in the car. We ride slow. We doing things that the girls don't.
Danny Kane,
Jim
Johnson, the Bad Boy, let's go.
Show stopping at the letter, the red shining with the open. Hydraulics make our head go blind. Hair blowing in the breeze, don't we superstar? Put in the keys, make that engine fire. Three in the back, one in the passenger. So creeping cause we look that fly. All the boys tryna taste out candy fries. We in the car, we ride slow. We doing things that the girls don't do.
Hey guys, we're back. I just want to say, speaking of Fierce Tammy, she just released a new song, so congratulations to her.
See,
I'm hanging out.
No, I'm so serious. 34 seconds to release the song.
What's the song called? Go to her
it's thing. It's called Veni Vidisi Vizi.
What?
I don't know.
Veni Vidisi.
Vidi,
see, that's what I'm talking about. No shade, that's what I'm talking about, though.
That's crazy how we were just talking about it, though.
It's
and she just released it.
See, I told you, I'm never a liar.
Keep it 100.
Jamal lying.
Okay. Jamal be lying, but not me. No, listen. And not just Jamal, y'all. So please don't throw shade at him.
Who's
Jamal?
Come here,
bestie. Okay. Ready to make a bravo segment we're actually switching it up because I think we used to call it like juicy topics, but now we're changing it because we feel like now we kind of not like, we're not those girls anymore. We like to like talk to you guys and like,
I am,
you know, but before I get into that, I do want to say one thing though. Like, I know like this show, like we took like a different direction with our topics, and like we're starting to like really like focus on like stuff that you guys can relate to. So if you guys ever want to like hit us up in our DMs, be like, hey, I have like this little question I want to ask. Please don't ask any questions about my hair, what I'm wearing. Like, you'll be blocked and ignored. You'll be blocked and ignored. So please don't ask no questions like that. But like, if you're going through something like in real life, like in like school, or you need questions about that, or like, you know, a boyfriend issue, you want our advice on it, just hit us up at Vince Show on Instagram, DM us, or DM me personally at Bitches Ronnie. And I promise y'all, like, I would speak about it on Vince. You'll get all of our opinions about it, and you can kind of choose whatever flavor you feel in it and go from there. All right. So let's get into our little new segment, the remix called Let's Kiki. I wish I had like a little thing for this. You know.
Kiki.
Right.
Okay.
So the first question of the Kiki is, how do you know if you're moving way too fast in a new relationship? Like, how do you know?
I got the perfect answer for that.
Okay, come on.
And this always applies for me. This is how I know that we're going to break up. If you say I love you within a month. Or
within a month.
Not even a month. More than a month.
No, it actually depends on how you say it. But never mind.
I feel like that's too quick. That's
you can love somebody. But
I agree with the Kobo.
You can have love for somebody, but you don't love them.
No,
you can have
love some. That's like the same thing.
No. But think about it, I feel like with me sometimes too, y'all, I'd be so caught up in a moment. Like, I just love that moment I have with that person. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I love you. I never say I love you. I never said that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I can see me saying that. So like, I can see me like in my life. I love you, like, because we so much in that moment, bitch, like, you know.
Right.
I'm
okay, Brian, let me ask you this. What if that person ends up dying?
No,
but what if that person ends up dying?
So you just
want to say,
I
like
them. Because I have personal experience with it. So that's why you're talking about it.
Wait, what happened?
So
what if
that
person
ends up dying?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like,
you
if that person, like,
you say, you're
like
say
what if you
would have
waited too late? Like, what if you would have, like, waited too late to tell that person you love them and they end up passing away?
I don't know. I don't look at it like that, but.
No,
it's different. I mean, no,
but
no,
that's
no,
what
it's
I'm
different.
Saying.
It's different opinions, Jacoby. See, that's one thing about you, girl. When you're on this show, bitch, you gotta accept everybody's opinions, okay? You gotta appreciate everybody's opinions.
Team, but I'm just saying,
no,
like,
bitch, over
there.
Nah,
like
nah.
That. You gotta.
Okay,
think.
Let's.
You don't
let's
have to think like
Wendy
that.
Williams,
I'm sorry, but you don't have to think like that. Everybody has their own way of thinking. You thought about it in a different context than Brian did. Brian didn't think like that.
No, I understand what she's saying. No, I understand.
That's why I said he needs to understand what you're saying, too.
But listen, though. But, you know, I'm sitting here, no shade to y'all, but I'm not sitting here thinking about when y'all going to die.
Thank you. That's all I was trying to say. Thank you. Not everybody thinks like that, though. I'm not saying your way of thinking.
You
wrong,
never know
when you're
gonna die, so I could die right now.
I know.
Exactly.
I know you can,
but he's not thinking about that, though.
But also, I can't predict your death. So I'm not going to sit here. Oh, Jacoby's going to die tomorrow.
Nobody can predict that.
Let me tell my love.
Okay, so why would I be thinking about that?
So, see, now you get into this. Now you see what I mean, Brian. You got caught up in it, too. Jacoby, let me think about Jacoby before I say my love, my opinion on that.
Oh, my God.
Who is one of these people? Like, literally, listen, like, you'll be talking to him, like, debating with him. And it's like his opinion matters and yours don't.
No,
that is
okay.
That is the perfect reputation of Jacoby.
That's not true.
That is so.
I may like your opinion. I'll let you know that I like your opinion. I'll keep debating with you.
See, his opinion matters. Yours don't. You
okay, baby.
All
right,
okay,
baby. Come on.
Go back to me. Okay, like, I feel like the question was, how do you know if you're moving way too fast in a new relationship? I think you know it when you, like, y'all start doing stuff just literally, like, too fast. Like, y'all just, okay, first of all, y'all already, like, doing, like, the, like, it literally takes, a while for, like, friends, like, seeing your parents. Well, if we talking about, like, INVU, or we talking about, like, INVU-wise, they want to, like, real.
I guess, with INVU-wise,
like, you don't move too fast. It's, like, if y'all already doing, like, that little couple-y stuff, even though I'm kind of sucking it already, I feel like this couch is big to me. But, like, doing, like, that couple stuff, like, all these names and,
that's my baby. You don't have to be in a couple to have that.
No, I mean, I'm just talking about couple-y stuff, like, already giving him, like the names and the titles. And, like, very clingy. That's what I want to say, clingy. Not the couple-y stuff. Because I think you're supposed to do couple-y stuff. I mean, y'all dating. Duh. Fine. But, like, the whole little, yeah, like too clingy. When you're too clingy with it. I think that's how you know when you're moving too fast. That's what I wanted to say. What about you?
Okay, I feel like you move too fast when you broadcast it, like, a day later. When you broadcast it, you too quick, yes.
That's
I just feel like you
one.
Should keep it low-key for a while, and then when y'all both, like, have been together for, like, a while, then you should let people know.
That's a really good one.
That's
so when you,
I like that one.
Because sometimes, you know, people do, like, they get on that with somebody, they
got me a man. Okay.
That's me, low-key. That's me. Don't shame me.
It takes me a little minute.
Y'all know I fall in love quick.
Yeah, it takes me a little minute. Okay. So the next question, it kind of relates to the first one, depending on who we talk about.
Okay.
So I just was interested in this question. I'm like, talk about it.
Ask it.
Is it true that best friends make the best boyfriend, or if you're a girl or a guy dating a girl?
Yes.
Or a female dating a female, or, you know, the whole group.
You want to date me, brother?
Like, yes, because all of my exes are my best friends.
Exes. Okay.
Yes.
Right. They kind of contradict you a little bit. We said they make the best boyfriend. That means if they made the best boyfriend, that means that you would have still been with them, right?
No.
Okay, moving on.
No.
What about you, Brian? You think about Jacoby?
Best friends.
Mm-mm.
No, my best friends are my best friends.
Yeah, I
got you know what?
But you trust your boyfriend more than your best friend, though.
No, not for me.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
I kind of agree with Jacoby, though. This is why I feel like your best friend can, though, because I feel like you're so comfortable around them. Like, you don't have to act like somebody else around them. Like, and I feel like sometimes best friends do make the best partner because, like, they just know so much about you already, and it's just like...
See, I was going to use that for not. I was going to use that for why not, because I feel like they know too much about you. Best friends know too much about
you. But why
is
that a bad thing, though? I think that's a great thing.
I feel like eventually...
Like, that's what you want to lead up to, is that person knowing everything about you. You know what I mean? That's what a relationship is, like, when you feel like a person understands who you are as a person. That's what makes the relationship, like, really good. He gets me, I get him, or, like, you know, she gets me, I get her. You know, like, I feel like that's really what makes a relationship really, like...
So, Lon, is there something you want to ask me?
No, bitch. Ain't no at least first of all, I'm grown. That's number one.
I will be on September.
You're not my type. That's number two.
Oh, so skinny people aren't your type?
I actually like all types of shapes of men very much so, but now when I say my type, I'm talking about...
So you're trying to say I'm so skinny that I don't have a shape? Wow.
No.
Me.
I'm trying to get on dress like the man I want my man to dress.
I'm so high class that you don't...
Okay,
you
anyways.
Don't respect my dress code?
Anyways, the next thing. Okay, this next one is kind of like, I just need to move to this one. Okay, kind of ties in with the first one, with the first two questions. Okay, so what does, like what does the big girls look for in a guy? Like, what do we look for in a guy, you guys? Starting with, I want to go with AB first.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I would say, like, somebody, somebody that can.
Okay, let me help you out. You got to name three qualities, like, your most important, like, three, like, most important, like, up to three qualities. Like, your three most important qualities.
Okay, how about respect?
And be careful, too, because you're actually putting yourself out there. I mean, people are going to be blowing up your DM if they sit that quality for us.
respectful, respect. Okay, I would say respectful, intelligent, intellectual when it comes to decision making. And maybe genuine.
Did you just describe me, girl? You a dyke. Okay, anyway.
Come here. Come here, bestie. Best friends to make the best.
What about you, Nikki? Girl, okay.
I feel like you have to have a good, bright, creative personality.
Why
caring, loving
me?
Wait.
A caring, loving heart.
I thought she was about to be like, you need to be a very good creator.
Oh, wow.
I was about to say, come on, Corey.
Okay. Anyways, a caring, loving heart, because I just need a lot of love in my life.
Right, because you don't give anybody love.
Caring and positive heart, yeah.
What'd you say?
Bye.
Hold on. Okay, so say your three again.
So it was good personality, caring, positive, loving heart, and nice look. But yeah.
See,
nice lips.
Look.
Nice
look. I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
The look one?
Why?
I don't like that one. I don't know.
The reason why, okay, I would say mine too. I'm gonna say mine too, but we'll talk about that later. Like, I feel like looks are important though. Looks are important. Like, you have to be able to, like, have sex with him, like, you know.
What?
Right.
Like, you gotta have sexual feeling.
Okay, so with my top three, actually, it's like, I might want to include looks. I feel like looks are just, like, that's like a given. Like, you gotta be able to have sex with the person you're sitting with. So I feel like looks are just a given. And like I said, looks to everybody is different.
You can have sex with anybody.
You know, I would be with a four, if he has these main three. But also real, like, okay, so my main three is, like, he has to be smart. Like, you got to be intelligent. Like, I just love when a man can teach me something. Because I know I don't know everything, even though I will argue you down like I do. If you can batter that, that can be a con. It is a source. Because, you know, Jacoba, source. But, like, I love when a dude can, like, argue me down and, like, tell me, like, no, you wrong. But Jacoba can't prove me wrong, though. That's the thing. Like,
I can't prove you wrong.
No, you can't.
So.
Okay.
All right, keep going. Come on.
Where'd he go? Like, anyways. So, I like when a dude can prove me wrong because I feel like I know it all. Because I really do. No shame, no shame.
Okay.
But, no, I was like when a guy, like, I like when he's, like, secure, like, within himself. And what I said is, like, because, like, I feel like when you're securing yourself, he's also going to be, like, securing me. Like, I feel like, and he just allows me to do what the fuck I want to do. Like, not, like, be, like, mean to him, but, like, just have a very full, vibrant personality. And I need him to be able to, like, to handle all of that, like, to handle my personality and, like, to handle, like, my mood swings when I'm going off. And then, like, the next minute, I'm happy about, I have, like,
sounds like me.
With me. Yeah, it does sound like you. You do kind of have that quality. And then the last one, I like a dude who is just innovative. Like, he is just, like, his mind is, it kind of ties in with the smart one, too, but it's a little bit different. But, like, he's innovative. Like, he knows how to, like, really create with his hands. Like, he's very, like, I don't know. Like, he just loves to be on the break of, like, doing new things to really, like, you know, creating it, like, kind of like similar to Jacob, like, creating new things, and I just love a creative man too, so innovative and creative.
Creator.
So,
okay.
Not a creator.
No. I don't know. The whole thing about
No, say no.
Don't do it.
Creative is buying for you. No.
The whole The whole thing about, like, looks, though, that kind of makes me upset for some reason. I don't know why it makes me so upset.
When people
look at how I look, I know it is, and that's sad.
Brian, first of all, I'm over my pocket. You are the biggest hypocrite right now. Because we sit on the phone all the time, and you was like, you know the reason why I'm dating him? I said, why is that? Because he looked good next to my avatar.
Girl,
they
do.
Say that, Brian.
They do.
Anytime you date somebody, you always date them because they look good to your they look good next to your
okay,
avatar.
Y'all,
what's the first thing you look at, Brian? What's the first thing you look at when
thank
you see somebody
you.
That you like?
Their inside.
Exactly. You are damn
you can't
right.
See their inside from the pit.
Their intestines, their heart.
You are damn right. That's why I say, like, looks honestly matter to everybody. It just, it's just a different scale, though.
But
like,
they hate
like,
to admit it.
It's a different, it's a different scale, though. Like, some people can look at looks and, like, let it be, like, the big focal point, or some people can look at looks and be like, okay, he's attractive or he's not that attractive. And they may, like, not look at it too much. Like, it's not a big importance to me, honestly. But I don't need to be attractive to you, if that makes sense.
Because I don't want, but sometimes when people make stuff about looks as well, it's kind of, sometimes it's petty though. Like, somebody can be like,
but
okay,
it's them though. That's how they order. Some people
okay, but
look
I feel,
really
I just feel like
it's sometimes
sad. It's sad.
Somebody
might be like, I will never date anybody with a gat. I just feel like that's so
no.
And some people
that's
are out like
that.
I don't think it is.
No,
like,
I don't like
think,
that. You know I got a gap, so this is why he trying to save me low-key, bitch.
I already told you I love gaps.
Girl, but he trying to save me low-key. But it's the thing, like, I understand that there is people out there who's not going to like the fact that I have a gap or make it like the fact that I'm too tall or I'm dark-skinned. I understand that. Like, I'm not for everybody. And that's perfectly fine for me because I am for somebody. Hello? And like each and every one of the person on the phone. People are for somebody. Not for everybody, but for somebody. Somebody going to like your ass.
Tough.
Big, black, small,
mean.
Well,
but sometimes somebody can be
for
really ugly,
to
but
for
I'll give them a
one. Small.
No, when I was saying small, it's much your penis being small, baby.
Thank
but
you.
Small
or small or invisible. Fine with me.
I fucking can't stand you. Okay. So I had one more.
Girl, give up that accent, but go ahead.
Who?
You.
I got style.
What?
You literally did that.
I swear I just do that.
You
okay,
did.
Anyway, back to what I was saying, which is relevant to
what
we're
is this
about.
What is this little accent you be doing? Would you
what
be like,
accent?
This little fake accent that you do, you be like, thank you.
Gotta go.
Yo,
okay.
We be on the phone when Vaughn is in the store, and Vaughn just be like,
thank you.
Like, oh, okay, thank you so
you.
Much. They be like, thank you.
They
be like, here's the change. Thank you.
Okay, y'all gonna eat me alive for this. Okay, y'all really gonna be bugging up. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay,
it's like certain people personalities that I really like their personality. Like, I just love the way that they talk. And one of them, and sometimes I try to emulate their like my own personality. So like,
oh,
you're
gonna
be
me.
No, y'all gonna be gagging who I'm trying to emulate when I say thank you. It's actually Nicki Minaj.
I swear to God.
Okay, let me tell you why. She was on a breakfast club, and, like, sometimes when she'd be talking, like, she'd be, like, talking like that. She'd be like, thank you, lady. Like, she'd do, like, that little
yeah.
thing, and I try to emulate that. Okay. That's embarrassing.
Thank you.
Like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, she's like, thank you. But, you know, sometimes I try to do that. I think that's so cute how she'd be doing that. But anyway.
Well, I'm pretty sure Lil' Kim did that first, but...
Yeah, it's so shady. But anyways, okay, so this one is actually kind of
girl,
relevant to, like, the next question is, like, is for all of us. I feel like we all been there on IMVU.
All of the questions
and I
for all of us.
Honestly, but I feel like this one is, like, even more, we all can answer to this in depth, okay?
We all answer to this in depth. Ryan, come on.
Okay,
I'm
fuck
sorry.
Up.
Sorry.
Shit. I'm about to hang up.
Don't start. Please don't start. I ain't
you
got time.
Me on.
Not today. It's better than
anyway,
this one. Come on.
Brian.
All right, I'm done.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, I'm not trying to talk. Okay, so I don't know how to say it now. Okay, anyway. I'm trying to transition my words, but he just fucked me all up. So I'm just going to ask the question. So how do you tell someone that you're a guy or a girl behind the Abby?
You tell them. That's how I see it.
I think you should be like, do you know? Wait, hold on. No, Brian, you go for me.
Okay, this is how I do it. But people, for me, people know because I'm always like on Insta Snap or something like that. So people know, like, but if they don't,
for
like,
me,
I'd be like, oh, skip. Okay.
For me, no, I just thought of it. For me,
okay,
I'll wait until it's really serious. So I feel like I shouldn't tell you if we're not going to be, like, you know, messing with each other peripheral. So I wait until, like, I know it's getting real serious, then I just go ahead and tell them.
So then
yeah,
they can be like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I know. I just went through this situation. So let me see. That one's talking about yourself. So, yeah, no, I was talking to Kendrick.
I already know that.
You know,
you're talking to who? Oh, wait. I thought you said Luxamore.
No.
Girl, I want him here.
Basically, I'm saying luxury, serious ass over there. But anyway. So I was talking to Kendrick. You know, I'm talking to Kendrick Lamar. And, like, when we was, like, we started flirting. Like, we started back and forth with each other. And then, like, we finally just started, like, you know, hey, what's up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I always think that people know that I'm a guy behind the head. Like, I do like this show, like, at least once a week, every fucking week. And I'm like, okay, they hear my voice. They know how deep it is. I can't change my voice to a female for a guy. No, if I even try it, like, I just can't do it.
Just go with
it. And then it's just like, I, you know, I put behind the Abby's up, like, every now and then, like, in a blue moon or whatever. Like, they all go live now. Y'all see me on live. And, like, so I just felt like he would know. And, like, I had, like, a hard time, like, okay, like, I'm like, does he know or not? Like, I was like, does he know that I'm a guy behind the Abby? Like, how do I think? Like, I literally was stuck, like, in that whole little thing, like,
mm-hmm.
like I was. So when I first was, like, you know, catfishing or whatever, and I was like, damn, like, how do I tell him? So the funny thing about it is, A, he, well, the first thing, like I said, he already knew. We just talked about it, like, a couple days ago. We was at this little IMVU restaurant or whatever, and I had brought it up. I was just like, yeah, so what is your sexuality? And he's like, I'm bisexual. And I was just like, get up. We're going to fight. Like, what do you mean you bisexual? Like, this whole fucking time over thinking that, you know, something like, you know, like, you fucking straight or whatever. Like, I got to break it to your ass. Because, like, it, I don't know. We just never talked about it. And he's like, I was waiting for you to say something. I was like, I was waiting for you to, you know, to question or, you know. So it was just, but the thing about it is, like, do it when you feel comfortable. But tell them ahead of time before y'all get too involved. So, like, feelings start getting involved and shit like that, like, and just, you know, just sit them down. Be like, hey, how you doing, daddy? You know, I'm still the same woman that you loved, but I have another part down there.
Oh, God.
That's identical to yours. And, you know, just keep it on the down low. Or just keep it on the down low. Not you,
no,
being a girl. I'm just saying both of y'all. No, I'm just talking both of them. Like, you still tell him. But y'all both keep on the down. Like, y'all keep on, like, y'all, like, ship on the down low.
No, I don't like that. I don't believe
that. Like, sometimes people are just not comfortable with everybody else knowing their business. And I get that. I'm all for that, too. Whatever works for y'all is what works for me, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Yo, whatever works for y'all don't work for me because I don't believe in that. Because I feel like,
Why? Go ahead.
Because I just feel like that's pushing people to the back. Like, I don't like that. Don't lock me in the closet.
Oh. Okay.
Don't lock me in the basement.
Well, we have reached the part where we have to announce the winner.
Okay.
So you guys
don't forget, after an hour, we still got 15 minutes, so go ahead.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But no, just go ahead and do it now. Sometimes
I just
cut off for the
webpage. Yeah. All right, you guys. So I actually want to go ahead and announce the winners for the... you know, participating in our little game, but like we had earlier today. So, a lot of you guys cheated. And when I say a lot of you guys, it's about the fucking Vink host, okay? Over here nominating themselves. First of all, let me go down the list. AB nominated herself for SKT.
I don't remember. I don't even
Listen, I did count everybody a vote at least once. Like, if you vote for yourself, like, that was fine. Like, okay, I counted that once. But the person who ended up winning, by a long shot, is the person who's talking, that is me.
Okay.
And
clearly, I'm talking now.
Y'all
was
telling me to vote for y'all. I did.
You, first of all, CC the scammer, bitch. We all know that CC the scammer and Ariel. And,
I didn't tell them to vote for me. They did that.
Baby, they was blowing up, girl. Anyway.
Yeah, but they did
now. Yeah, I didn't tell nobody to vote for me either. Okay, I lied. I told
you. Exactly.
Who I told?
Kendrick, of course.
Exactly.
Why would I tell Kendrick to vote for me when that's my man?
Because we all know he would have voted for me if you didn't tell him.
Doesn't even make sense. Doesn't even make sense.
Let's see if he followed the
dictate. Bitch, first of all, I
don't even follow the
dictate. Baby, listen. I told him. I said, hey, baby, look at this page and let me know what you think.
He don't even follow
the dictate. She be lying.
That's part of a lie. Exactly.
No, listen, y'all, listen. It doesn't matter, though, bitch, because that wasn't, it wasn't a rule, bitch. Look, this is what I told the both of me. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. I told Judy. I told Kendrick. I told I told Vladdy.
Peter.
Oh, okay, no, Peter, I was like,
no,
y'all all did it. Cause y'all all
no,
put up your post.
No,
on
I did
Instagram.
Not. I don't even go
hello
to the page. If
right,
I'm
you put on your Instagram.
If I'm nominated for an award, of course I'm a.
Right, you put on your Instagram. Thank you.
I did. I surely did.
Thank
you.
You
built like an Instagram.
So, y'all mad that I went secretly? I secretly did it. Thank you. Everybody,
I have worldwide.
Anyways,
but
so y'all
won
know,
by default.
I won. Ain't no default, bitch. I won. Bitch, I won because I'm mocha latte, bitch. Anyway, mocha frappuccino.
No, no, you mocha latte.
I don't drink chocolate. Look, fruit punch your grape soda. Y'all need to drink
okay. Grape soda is
it's
the best soda to ever be
got in the bottle.
Okay, can y'all stop calling out some Nazi pointers? So, the person I'm giving my tickets to is going to be the person who actually took their time out and went to go vote for me, and that person is Judy J. So, congratulations on you just earned yourself two tickets.
Quick
and
question.
Hand clap, huh?
Not even a question, a statement, a demand. Whatever event she's coming to, I'm not coming to because I cannot bear to see that face.
Oh.
That mess head.
But no, like I said, we're giving out two tickets. So the other person going to go to is Vladdy. So it's going to be Judy and Vladdy. You guys both get this. Yes, you guys both get the two tickets. And like I said, they're both three-day package tickets. So congratulations, you guys.
Well, yeah, it looks like I'm out of the show. Because I cannot bear to see both of their faces in the same
room. Oh, my God. Stop. And like I said, would you guys pick if you guys can? Maybe I'm doing too much with this. But you, Gladys is okay. You can bring a plus one.
Well, wait.
You can bring a plus
how
one.
Do y'all feel about the same, the another event being on the same day as the premiere?
We don't feel.
I don't feel. And I don't care. Listen, because they did DM me. I know you talked about. So, okay, let me reiterate this.
I'm booked.
So, next Friday... That's fine, baby, because you do not.
I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna tell. Oh, I gotta talk to you about the show. Okay, keep going.
Cause she getting money.
No, I'm not. I forgot. I'm not. I can't make either one. I'll tell y'all why though.
Okay, girl. Anyway.
No, I'm gonna try.
All right, baby. Anyway, back to me.
Tiana, you're booked.
Thank you, Tiana. Kalana, come on. We need two of y'all to play this one person. I'm sorry.
Matter of fact, how about we get Isla and Nicki Minaj and
other Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
We're going to hit y'all up after the show, to be honest. Anyway,
yeah.
So back to it.
Williams. Yeah. Okay.
So back to it. We do have our the event premiere for a weekend, next weekend, you guys. And I swear to y'all, it's going to be so, first of all, the concert is going to be so beautiful. I need everybody to come out in their bikinis and their bathing suits because it's going to be like, you know, outside on the beach. We're going to be lit. We're going to be high. We're going to be drunk. We're going to be eating food, some good Southern home cooking from yours truly.
Oh, Lord.
Jing Wen. We're going
to find a food. Okay. Wait, don't tell me about Jing Wen because I know y'all remember that little That little
Woodstar.
She had her thing at Woodstar, baby. She had
baby,
all the
she know how to cook, baby. Okay,
and
we got
me and
on the grill again.
Okay, me and no, me and Manny made the hot dogs and the
no, bitch,
I'm
you would eat the hot dogs.
The peanut butter sandwiches.
I made the potato salad.
Huh?
But not
what
you guys.
For vegetarians.
You know what we want to do? We should do.
We don't support
if
vegetarians.
You guys, listen,
they're coming
back. Really want to make this even more fun. What we can do is this. Okay, whoever. Okay. Should we do this like a potluck?
I don't know.
Like a potluck, like coming to Ivy. Like, basically, have people like donate food for the concert.
No.
Like, whoever, listen, whoever wins the best dish presentation wins, girl, wins something.
Wins what? Because I'm not giving my money.
In a way.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to think of something creative and innovative as you could, because it's a trait that I'm attracted to.
Who is going to sit there and ball interview
on
there? Come here.
Wait, what's he say? I missed it.
There's not even no good food meshes on the.
They do got some good food meshes, girl. I'm for real. You gotta find it. So if y'all really want to do it, like people that out there who like to cook, if like say, like if you want to like donate some food,
Tamar,
and you want to join the little competition, or
why
whatever,
did I just
say,
think about Tamar?
I'll make a separate post about it, y'all, and we can really have fun. The winner get like 5,000, like 5,000 credits. It could be fun, like for real. Like,
I think Tamar giving you like a TV dinner.
Tamar,
y'all so shady.
They throwing shade,
but like, it's gonna be fun.
She's cooking chicklins and
exactly. The real Tamar be cooking on her story for real.
Anyway, so then on Saturday, you guys, if you guys know, it's a party. So Manny will be hosting a party at his club, Onyx, and it's going to be real. Like I said, it's gonna be really lit, you guys. It's gonna be really, really fun. Come out and support that.
You should. I think I should.
And then on Sunday, like I said, it's a premiere event of The Boy Is Mine, the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
It will be done.
On your computer.
In earth as it is in heaven. Okay, anyway. So, like I said, that Sunday is going to be the premiere of The Boy Is Mine. And it's not going to be to everybody, though. The real premiere for, like, for everyone else, like, people who did not purchase the ticket, that's going to be, like, June. I think it's gonna be like June the 2nd.
No,
like, yes.
Too long.
No. That's should have purchased their damn ticket then. I'm sorry. Should have purchased your ticket.
That is
no
too long, but okay.
It is nice. Purchase your ticket if you want to see the movie ahead of time. So June 2nd is what we're gonna make it until for the actual, and it gives us time like to really work on like the other episodes and for it to be like really consistent. Like we're giving you guys like episode 2. You know, so like I said, the actual premiere for people who did not participate will be June 2nd. And I'm sorry, but personally, I really want to get ahead of time. Just saying. But anyways, yeah, you guys, I think that's all. We have a song for you guys. Bye.
No, we don't.
We don't? You didn't put it in?
I told you I wasn't playing that song on my show. Roman,
maybe.
When you get a show, you can play your song.
Anyway.
Thank you.
We are going to play the song, you guys, right?
Do you have the song on the track list for me to play?
Ryan, did he put it on the track list?
No, I did.
I was going to say, I promised this girl I was going to play her song.
We're gonna be, I'm going to be like, yo, okay, this is Roman's new song. Do me. Do it for the
anyway, so you guys tune in to next Friday, because, like, okay, next Friday we're going to have a really good show. DM us, like, some questions.
Oh, we are?
Topics. What?
I
we got the concert. We do got the concert next Friday. I forgot about that.
Well, you better wrap
it up. We can have it early.
No. Or we can have it during the concert. Hello? No, never mind. That doesn't make sense.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll figure it all out. But anyways, you guys, thank you guys for tuning in to Vin. And like I said, wish Brian a happy prom for tomorrow, you guys. And
yay.
Hope he plays. You know, hope he plays.
You go, I got your jacket.
So,
just show me a picture.
But anyways, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And like I said, I'm going to DM Vladdy and Judy for you guys' ticket. So stay tuned for that. And thank you everybody for tuning in. And thank you for supporting Bonnie and the Vince Show. The Boy Is Mine. And I didn't do it. And my
something that can wash out the pain, and I'm bored. I'm sleeping all these demons away, but your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me awake. My friends, I just